SBS στα ελληνικά.
The first thing I want you to tell me, what do you think are the biggest issues that Indigenous women are facing today, in your opinion, or women in general in Australia?
There's a fair bit of discrimination. You know, I think that violence, domestic and family violence, is a big issue. But I think at times there's a culture within Australia that behaviour from men towards women is acceptable. And then if you're a woman who stands up against it, you get shot down for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can speak from my own experience in terms of, you know, my daughter went through the courts. She was determined to do that and she got shot down. You know, I was in Parliament at the time. It was very difficult for me to be able to publicly come out and speak about it. So having my own lived experience and, you know, it was during that time that Rosie Batty was Australian of the Year and she spent many times in Parliament speaking out about domestic and family violence. And, you know, there's all this talk about terrorism, you know, yet there's a few hundred thousand AVOs. So we've got terrorism in our own lounge rooms in Australian society. So I think for women, you know, it's almost like there's this huge inequality of how women are portrayed. It's almost like you have to have some sort of look.
Do you think the gap is closing through the years?
I think it is getting better. You know, like the AFL Women's, there's a lot of sports now where women are treated equally. Tennis, you know, is another fantastic. But I sort of think, well, we've still got a long way to go as a society. And if we can educate kids at a very young level, young age, about that mutual respect, about how boys should treat girls and how girls should, you know, should accept to be treated. So there's a lot of information, but, you know, we've still got a long way to go. But I think in most places that I've been to, countries, Australia's probably one of the better places in a way, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. We still have a long way to go.
Were you having any female icon while you were growing up?
I guess my mum, you know, I had a lot of my aunties that, you know, strong women, they played sports, champion mums to their own children. So I had a lot of good, strong females in my time sort of growing up. Even though that I played sports at the highest level, you know, I was a mum. Jessica was born a week after my 19th birthday. So there's a lot of things that, you know, I sort of came out of school. I was 16, did 1 year at university, doing a cadetship, and then I was pregnant. So I just sort of feel like I've had my teens, finished school, 1 year out, then I've been a mum. And then I've done all my sports, and then I've had more children, then I'm a grandma, you know, so... Yeah, it's just a natural thing and I don't think I'd change anything in the world.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.